Earners, what's up? Look, life's expensive, whether it's extra fees at the movies, hidden airline charges, or surprise concert ticket fees. It feels like every step forward comes with a setback. But what if your bank actually helped you move forward? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get tools designed to make financial progress easier, like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and even early direct deposit up to 2 days early. Imagine how much smoother things could be with extra breathing room like that. Now, let me tell you about SpotMe. We've all been there, checking your balance, realizing you're short, and then getting hit with an overdraft fee. I've had it happen, and it is frustrating. But with Chime, overdrawing your account doesn't come with a penalty. You can overdraft up to $200, and Chime will spot you. No fees, no stress. Your next deposit automatically covers the negative balance. Chime's not just a bank, it's a community. You can give or receive boosts from friends to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit when you're in a pinch. And with over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, accessing your money won't cost extra either. Here's the best part. Chime has already spotted its members over $30 billion in financial support, helping millions of people make progress. So why not join them? Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Timing depends on the submission of the payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Chime. Feels like progress. Earners, what's up? Look, you know how every new year we set these big goals, like saving more money, but somehow life just gets in the way? I mean, how many times have I told myself I'll stick to a budget only to see random delivery fees and subscription services eating away at my wallet? It's like the world is designed to spend our money. That's why I love Acorns. It makes saving and investing automatic so you can stick to your financial goals without even thinking about it. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is sponsored by Acorns. You've probably heard me talk about Acorns before, and I'm excited to share more about how it can help you too. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Here's the best part. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the same spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your own Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. For me, Acorns has been a game changer. I remember looking at my bank statements and realizing I wasn't making any progress toward my long-term financial goals. With Acorns, it was like flipping a switch. Now, every little bit of spare change I spend is automatically invested. Over time, those small steps have really added up. And it feels good knowing I'm working toward a better future without stressing about it every day. So head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensations provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/UIL.
Talking about wealth building, financial literacy, you said before, nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 100 points. God, love, and moving your credit score 100 points. So can you explain why moving your credit score 100 points is so important? Because, most people wouldn't think that 100 points in the credit score is going to be equal to finding God or your wife.
I mean, look, I'll go further than that. If the Vice President Harris had listened to what you're saying and what I'm saying, more attently, she'd be president. Because that election was ultimately not about red or blue or black or white. It was about green. It was about everybody making, cutting an economic deal. Whether that deal is going to work out or not, you know, we're about to find out. But everybody basically cut a deal, you know, that says, I'm going to do better. You've told me I'm going to do better economically, not morally, not ethically, not societally, not environmentally, not human rights, not civil rights, economically. We live in a capitalist democracy. People forget this. They don't remember this. We live in a free enterprise democracy on a good day. We live in a capitalist democracy on a rough day. But it is unfortunately true that going back to the time of Jesus, we had a choice to make. We could have put our economy inside of our culture, which is what we should have done. But actually, we put our culture inside of our economy. So almost everything is economic in nature. You can't run a church without money. You need tithe and offering. You know, in fact, one of the biggest churches in the world, one of the biggest banks in the world is the Vatican Church, the Vatican Bank. So answering your question, and I've said this as a joke, but I'm serious. You go to the club, today's Monday, you go to the club on Friday after you worked all week. Oh, man, she's fine. The lady's like, oh, he's handsome. What's your name? And then what's your credit score? Because that's your business partner for life. The looks are going to fade. The rear end is going, and the breasts are going to drop, right? The dude's going to get the big chest going to turn into a big belly at some point. But after 20 or 30 years, that's still your business partner. And those who marry well do the best economically as a side point. But marriage was ultimately even an economic. Before God endowed marriage with spiritual principles, marriage was present 3,000 years before that as a business principle. Yeah. So, I mean, slavery was about money. Nobody brought us 6,000 miles away from home, went all through all that trouble because they didn't like us. They did it because we were geniuses of the land. We could take dead soil and bring it back to life. Well, what's the southern soil, which is where all the cotton was, the tobacco, all the gold crops of that time. It was in the southern soil. It was very hot, very humid, whether it's here or the Caribbean. And poor white folks couldn't work it. They're like, oh, we good. We can't handle this. And so they went and found somebody who could not only handle it, but who could take dead soil and bring it back to life, the genius of agricultural excellence, which is what we were in that era. So whatever conversation you want to have, it comes down to money. What's the number one cause of divorce? Money. What's the number one cause of domestic abuse? Money. What's the number one cause for stress? I mean, heart attacks, I'm sorry. Stress. What's the number one cause for stress? Money. What's behind politics? Money. I mean, whatever conversation you want to have comes back to that. So in a world, you've never had a, now I'm about to drop the mic on your question, because you're like, people are like, this guy's rambling. Huh? This has to do with my question about credit scores. There's never been a global economy that wasn't, there wasn't never been a superpower that wasn't the economic power at the same time in the history of the world. There's never been a major economy, including the U.S., or a major city like the city of Atlanta, where I'm at now, that didn't do it on the back of good debt and a great credit rating. I was on the phone with Tony Ressler this morning, who's, I don't want to tell his net worth, but it's public information. He's like the 200th richest man in the world. He did it on the back of good debt. No billionaire has become a billionaire except through good debt. No multimillionaire times whatever has done it without good debt. So if your credit score is toe up from the flow up, those who make the least pay the most. If you're in a 500 credit score neighborhood, I mean, the only way to survive that neighborhood is to be in an illegal economy business, because the cost of debt is so high, the cost of credit is so high from Pookie and them and JoJo and them, that you're paying such a high rate, the only way to profit is to do some illegal stuff, right? The underground economy. So you have a check casher next to a payday loan lender next to a rent-to-own store next to a title lender next to a liquor store next to a pawn shop, fast food restaurants, you know, all preying on financial illiteracy, 500 credit score neighbors, and you live to 61 years of age as a sort of the insult on top of insult. You live in that neighborhood at 61. 15 minutes away, you live to 81 years old, 20-year difference, and that's a 700 credit score neighborhood. 500 credit score neighborhood, you live to 61. Crime, murder, mayhem, drugs, depression, single-parent household. So I over-answered your question, but it was like the question. Like, we have got to get our credit right. The number one lowest credit rating in America group are African Americans. It's like an I think it's like
what's the average credit score for African Americans?
I think it's like 620. Now, that sounds like not so bad, but that means that you dudes mm-hmm. have a 780 or 800 credit score, and our cousins, JoJo and them, have a 520 or 480 credit score. The balance out. The average is that our great credit score combined around all of our friends toe up credit score averages out to 620. So it actually sounds better than it really is. It's actually much worse, unfortunately. And the number one cause of folks, sorry, number one group being declined for credit, Black people. Lowest credit score, Black people. One of the biggest economies in the world is, you know, bigger than, you guys talk about this all the time. Our consumer spending is 1.7, 1.8 trillion, bigger than, as big as Mexico and Canada, but 92% of that's consumption. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you just combine all these, and our home ownership rate is 41% to 44%, compared to 75% of our white counterparts. Well, the number one way you build wealth is home ownership. I mean, you know, again, this ain't complicated. Then you say, well, what's our net worth in 2053? You combine all these things, zero.
Yeah.
I mean, so you don't need racists to come after you anymore. You don't have to worry about the Klan. You don't have to worry about, you know, what the man's doing to you. We what did Malcolm X say? We've been bamboozled. We've been tricked. We've been fooled. We've been hoodwinked, right? So, but this is stuff. One thing I love about credit scores, you can fix it yourself. That's what I love about it. It's self-empowerment at its height. And you do that, and once you have an 800 credit score, you're not Black anymore. You're green. That computer says yes at midnight, whatever you want.